kind of information have you, has there been in the media and the papers and stuff about what's going on?
Yeah, that's all you've seen in the paper and on TV. And I think it's a lot of media hype.
Yeah.
You know, I do.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. What do you think about the leaders of the world's 8 richest countries meeting just 7 miles away from here?
I think they got a hard job to keep peace in the world and do all the right things and keep everybody healthy and fed. And I think those guys got a tough job. I wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
They have a lot of things to worry about, and you know, these little wee protests are not one of them. They don't need to go through this. They have more important things to be doing. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
What do you think about the huge security bill for the $500 million that they're spending?
What do I think?
If
you didn't have it and something happened, oh my God. Okay? There's one half of the population that says we need it, and there's another half that says don't waste money. But when something happens and shit hits the fan, then what? Then what? Well, I mean, it's a hard job. You gotta try to balance it, and if you gotta spend money and that's what it is, and that's what you gotta do. But you gotta protect these people, and being that 9/11, you know, it's changed the whole aspect of politics and these types of G8s, you know, meetings of the world leaders. It's changed everything. I get real, you know, deep on these subjects, right? Because it's, I don't know.
What do you think about, like, the issues that the protesters are raising, like the great economic disparity between different countries in the world?
You know, they've been there a long time, and I think most of the world leaders have made a lot of progress. No doubt there's a heck of a lot more that could be done, but it's baby steps. You can only do so much. You know, you can only do so much.
So you don't think the protesters...
I'm not saying that it's wrong. It's good that you still have people pushing those issues, but you can only designate so much money and so much relief to these people, and in time we hope that it's taken care of, but until then they can only do what they can do, really.
What would you say if people offered you some credible proof that, I think for a lot of people in the world, things are actually getting worse, not better?
It'd have to be credible. Now, I know some things are probably getting worse, and I know they're not getting any better, like the ozone and global warming and what have you. I believe that's really got to be addressed, or by the time you and I are in our 60s and 70s, it could be really, really bad. There might be no turning back then. So, you know, some of those issues, I'm glad you got people like that are still lobbying and still pushing the envelope and trying to get people to take responsibility. And but it takes time. You know, you're going to have to go through a lot of these little demonstrations, and I don't think peaceful or violent or anything else is going to make the politician wake up any quicker. I think it's just something they got to do on their own gradually.
I really thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. I don't know if that helps you.
No, it does. I'm totally interested in what people think about what's going on. You know?
Well, you'll get lots of opinions.
And I think, like, one thing that's good about people doing these sort of protests is that it brings awareness and gets people talking about things that they don't normally talk about, at least not in a public way.
Sitting
around the kitchen table.
The majority of the population in the world are passive, right? We're sheep. We basically follow and we do what we're told, and the media kind of directs you in the direction they want people to go. And who controls the media? The governments, right? So, I mean, most people with half a brain know that, or I would hope they do.